MTD Radio News, I'm Blake Ovard. The Carlsbad City Council unanimously approved a resolution last week supporting the waste isolation pilot plant and opposing a proposed state permit modification that would prioritize waste shipments from Los Alamos National Laboratory. The New Mexico Environment Department proposal, announced on April 23rd, would require 55% of waste shipments to WIP from 2027 to 2031 to come from Los Alamos, increasing to 75% beginning in 2032. It also requires all above-ground waste at Los Alamos to be shipped to WIP by 2028. A public comment period remains open through June 8th. Carlsbad officials argue the proposal would reduce shipments from other nuclear sites nationwide. WIP currently receives about 15 to 18 shipments per week, while Los Alamos typically sends only 3 or 4. City leaders said the quota system would likely force WIP to cut overall shipments to meet the requirement. The resolution asked state regulators to reconsider the modification and pursue alternatives that increase Los Alamos waste disposal without limiting shipments from other sites. Mayor Rick Lopez called the NMED proposal politically motivated. And the city of Hobbs is projecting a $8.8 million deficit for the next fiscal year as gross receipts tax revenues have stalled while operating costs continue to climb, prompting city leaders to consider raising taxes. During a budget work session last week, commissioners and city staff discussed several options to close the gap, increasing the GRT rate, redirecting cannabis excise tax revenue, and reducing subsidies for city amenities such as the Core. The proposed budget totals approximately $156 million, with projected revenues of only $147 million. City officials noted that Hobbs and other communities in southeast New Mexico have experienced significant GRT revenue losses due to the state legislative changes, particularly House Bill 6 passed in 2019. Officials estimate the city lost between $6 and $12 million in GRT revenue in 2022 and 2023, in addition to $8 to $10 million in losses during 2020 and 2021. Items including potential core fee increases, a GRT rate hike, redirection of cannabis tax revenue, and preliminary budget approval will be on the agenda scheduled for 6 p.m. Monday at Hobbs City Hall, 200 East Broadway Street. And that's the way it is. I'm Blake Ovard. This is MTD Radio News.